joining us today here on Elevate, broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. This National Park College podcast highlights a different Nighthawk with each episode. We'll talk about their journey, challenges, key moments of success, their moments of elevation, leveling up, and overcoming. I'm Timothy Webb, your host, and I'd like to welcome to the program Michelle Godwin. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me here, Tim.
Oh, yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Michelle.
Well, I am originally from Cabot, Hot Springs transplant. So actually, I live in Bismarck, but, you know, Hot Springs is home now and has been since 2004.
Here at National Park, what's your position?
I am executive assistant to the president, Dr. Hogan.
Oh, man. The things that must go across your desk. What all does that position entail?
Oh, quite a bit. A lot of scheduling, calendar, events. Part of my position is also liaison to the Board of Trustees. So there's a lot of juggling with them and making sure that they have all the information that they need and here when they need to be or elsewhere when they need to be.
Yeah, that sounds challenging there. So you got to get all the board here when they're supposed to be here and all that?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Bless
they,
you.
They are so easy to work with, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's good. So, Michelle, are you an MPC alum, or where did you go to school?
I am an MPC alum. I started here in fall of 2014. My daughter was graduating high school in 2015, and I thought what better example I could give her than to go back to college myself. And so I started in late in 14, and then she and I actually were able to take some classes together in 15 after she graduated high school.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so cool.
She got me through the math.
Yeah. I'm afraid if I would do that, I'd be like the bad influence on my son, you know. Throwing airplanes across the room.
It was nice to have her right there next to me because, you know, after 20 years of not being in school, to go back, I really felt the jitters.
Yeah. What an awesome experience that must have been.
It was.
So what field did you study?
Actually, not anything of what I'm in now. Beginning in high school, I started working in physical therapy, and I was a physical therapy assistant until I moved to Hot Springs and became an office manager for a physical therapy clinic. I worked my way up to about as far as I could go with that, and that's when I decided, you know, I probably should go back to school. I wanted to pursue physical therapy, although, you know, I'd been in it for 20 years, so it was all like second nature to me anyway, yeah. But I started undergrad with the intent to go on to the doctoral program with physical therapy, mm-hmm. and that's what I started here to get my basics, and I moved on to UAMS, so my undergrad is actually in diagnostic medical sonography.
What?
Ultrasound.
Oh, okay.
So I figured that that was going to be a good mix because it can be used as a diagnostic tool mm-hmm. in outpatient physical therapy. And I got all the way through undergrad, did all my observation hours. I was just a keystroke away from submitting all my applications. And then the pandemic hit. Oh. I mean, right in the middle of it. So I had to reevaluate, and that eventually brought me back here. MPC is home to me, mm-hmm. and so I came back here, and it was an easy decision to go on, not for physical therapy, but leadership.
Okay. Wow. That's quite a journey. I studied fitness. I was a personal trainer for a few years.
Oh,
so
okay.
We were in similar fields. So, Michelle, being the executive assistant to the president, what are some of the challenges that you face?
I think the biggest challenge is juggling calendars and making sure that there are scheduled events in the right places, in the right times, that all the key ingredients are there for something to run smoothly. And so I love detail-oriented things, and this is very detail-oriented. So it's been a learning curve every day because it's always something new.
Mm-hmm. Are there any common myths about being the executive assistant to the president? I'm not sure what they'd be, but are there any common myths that you'd like to clear up for our listeners?
I don't know that there are any. And if they are, I don't...
I'm afraid you're too busy to notice them.
Right.
So, Michelle, what were some of the biggest obstacles that you had to overcome to get to where you are today?
Well, seeing as though I started college later in life, I would say that the biggest obstacles are being a parent and getting your kids through the same thing that you're going through mm-hmm. at the exact same time has presented some hurdles that, you know, I never would have seen. But I also think that that put me in a good position to be a leaning post for them also.
Yeah, that's a unique experience that you and your daughters have. I never would have dreamed of going to school with my parents. I wouldn't have known what that would have been like.
Yeah.
I probably would have acted a lot better. So what is it about your position that rewards you?
Seeing students succeed. Mm. Seeing the student success and knowing that you can be just a little part of that. If you can help one student succeed, every bit of the work is worth it.
Are there any lessons that your position has taught you'd like to share?
Lessons. There's lots of lessons.
Yeah.
I think I have a new lesson every day. Agility. It's actually a topic I'm studying in school right now, is learning agility. And it's a concept that I would have never thought of before, but how we can be agile in our ability to learn. I think that daily I'm tasked with how can I make this better, or how can processes improve or be more streamlined.
That's interesting to think about a word like agility and in the context of learning, because when I think of agility, I think of movement, you know, body movement. So It's interesting to think of it in the context of learning.
Yeah, you have to keep your mind agile just like your body.
Yeah, yeah. Makes sense. So you're studying leadership right now?
Are yes.
You're in the
I'm in the master's program at John Brown University.
Oh, okay.
And we'll be finishing in May.
Ooh, all right.
Thank goodness.
Yes. Yes, we'll be celebrating together. I'll be finishing my bachelor's around that time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so I'm so excited.
Party time.
Party time. Excellent. That's a Wayne's
wait,
World
wait,
reference.
Wait, you just showed your age there.
Yeah, no. That's so funny you said that, because often I'll point out to my son, who's 10, the different references in songs or in pop culture that date that particular work. You know, You hear it a lot in songs. Like, you'll hear it in old rap songs. They'll make a reference to a beeper.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's like, well, nobody has a beeper anymore.
Yeah, kids now say, what is a beeper?
Yeah, what is that? So, Michelle, what achievements are you most proud of?
I would have to say that keeping children alive is probably my...
Yeah, that's a good one.
I think my biggest achievement is finishing school right now.
Yeah.
Because it's a challenge to work full-time, school full-time, mm-hmm. mother full-time,
yeah.
wife full-time.
Yeah, you have to work for it, don't you? It's not given to you. And if it was easy, everybody would do it.
Exactly.
Hey guys, this is Kimberly.
And I'm Mason.
We're with Hillstad, your sponsor for the Elevate podcast by National Park College.
We're a local rock band based right here in Hot Springs, Arkansas. We write, record, and play music here in the Spa City and around the state.
We'd love for you to check out our music streaming on all platforms now. Find us on Facebook and Insta, and look for our upcoming shows and merch at hillstadtheband.com.
Thanks for listening.
So Michelle, where did you grow up and what was it like there?
I actually grew up in Southwest Little Rock, and we moved to Cabot when I was just starting high school. And my early years, my family was one of the first homeschooling families in mm-hmm. Arkansas. My parents helped to pass the legislation that legalized homeschooling for Arkansas. Mm. And so I did some homeschooling young, but then when we moved to Cabot, I attended Cabot schools for 1 year and then went back to homeschooling and missed the socialization. So I actually graduated. I went back to public school and graduated Cabot. And directly after high school, I got married and moved to Alaska. So, So I've been a little bit of everywhere, but growing up in Cabot, at that time, it was still small town. Mm-hmm. And I love that small town feel. And that's why it was not a hard transition from Cabot to Hot Springs, because Hot Springs has that small town atmosphere also.
Yeah, I grew up in a small town too. I grew up in a little town called Glenwood. Actually, if you want to be completely honest, I grew up in a little town called Caddo Gap,
okay.
which is really small, 100 people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
When we first moved to Cabot, I think the population sign read something around 6,000.
Yeah.
And now it's about 30,000. So it's no longer a small town.
Yeah. Michelle, can you tell us about an influential person and how they impacted your life?
I would have to say my mother and father. My mother, she was a reader. She constantly read. So where she didn't have a formal education, she was probably the smartest person I know. And she got that from reading, and she passed on that love of learning and expanding your own horizons. My father, he has been influential because for as long as I can remember from my first memories, he passed on to love others as Christ would. Mm. And when you're given that foundation, that base to grow on, you don't forget that. And I think that that's what influences my daily decisions.
Michelle, any favorite childhood memories you'd like to share?
Well, speaking about my father, I have a memory that I play back every day. Mm. I was in elementary school, and we were going to a private Christian school then, so my parents, you know, had to drive us there in the morning. I guess I'd had a really bad morning, being the typical tantrum thrower I was. My siblings would tell you that. He pulled over, and he turned around, and he said, "Your day is what you make it." And he explained that, you know, you get up every day and you make that choice. And it's something that you have to do. It's a thought you have to have. And if you wake up every morning and say, you know, my day is what I'm going to make of it. I'm going to make it a positive day. I'm going to make it something that somebody else can look at and say, okay, if they can do that, I can too. Mm-hmm. That kind of thing. And so my mother had a Volkswagen bus and my dad had a Volkswagen bus. So I can still see him turned around in that seat, sitting there explaining to me that your day is what you make it.
No, that's so true. That's so true, because our thoughts become our mood and become our actions,
yes,
become our words. So yeah, that's 100%. That's good stuff. If you could give your younger self any piece of advice, what would it be?
Patience. Have patience. My family teases me about hesitating before I speak, and they make fun of me about it, just picking on me. Mm-hmm. But I probably would have started that a lot sooner. You know, give yourself 3 seconds before you respond to something. It makes you think, okay, did that really need to come out of my mouth or not?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Was you an impatient kid?
I was. I was the middle child, or one of the middle, of seven. So I picked on my younger siblings, and I gave my older siblings a hard time. So being in the middle sometimes is more fun, but
I think you're the first middle child that's ever said that. So what is it about MPC that brought you here?
Sense of family. Initially, as a student, I came here because of the affordability and proximity to home. Mm-hmm. But I've stayed here, and I've returned, and I've wanted to be involved over the years because of the sense of family. I haven't met one person that's ever worked for NPC or attended NPC that didn't say that they felt like it was a family here. And we treat each other with respect, and I think that that is what keeps bringing me back.
I feel like I'm beating this drum a lot here lately, but that's so true, and I've said the same exact thing now to like 3 guests in a row. And I'm not the one bringing it up. The guests are always the one bringing it up, that we have this sense of family here in this kind of close-knit campus, and everybody treats each other with respect, and we have such a good work culture and work environment here. Even though a lot of our jobs are very hard and very difficult, we all kind of come together and help each other when we can.
It's collaboration.
Yeah. Other than MPC and doing a bunch of homework, do you have any hobbies you'd like to share?
I like to antique. Mm. I like to wander around flea markets and secondhand stores. And I think that if I were to say I had a hobby, it would be lighting. I like to find random things and turn them into lights.
Oh, wow.
Rewiring or repurposing something into a light. And I don't know why, other than maybe my father is an electrical engineer. I'm drawn to electricity. I don't know.
Yeah. That's so cool. In fact, I was just in this little coffee shop here in town. I think it's called The Hideaway. And they had a tuba with a big light. and they had it hanging right over there, the register. It would have been right up your alley.
I like that, when you turn something into something that you would not typically see as a light, turn it into a light.
Yeah, and I love thrift shopping too. It's a lot of fun, and we love yard sales. I've often said that in my little area of Glenwood and Piercy and all this area, feels like it's almost the yard sale capital of the world in the summertime. There's always yard sales.
Yeah, you can't go down a mile of the road without seeing one. Yep.
I know.
And I have to stop.
Yeah, I have to stop. If I got time and I got some dollars in my pocket, you know, I'm stopping. They might have something I just have to have. $5 guitar or something.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I think I've actually bought a guitar at a yard sale for about $5 before.
Wow. I could turn it into a light.
There you go. So what is it about antiquing that drew you to it?
It's seeing something for what it's not. So seeing the potential. And I guess that can be also tied back to why I love MPC so much, because you can't walk through the campus without seeing potential. Mm-hmm. And to be able to draw that potential out of something, that's what I see in those antiques. What can it be? What was it at one time?
Yeah.
And what can it be again?
Yeah, I could see that in reference to students, mm-hmm. too. Seeing those students come in young and seeing they haven't developed into their potential yet.
Yes.
Yeah. If you could talk to anybody from the past, present, or future, who would it be and why?
I would love to pick Winston Churchill's brain.
Wow.
I probably don't know as much about him as I should, but everything that I've read about him is just so impressive that I would love to just sit and get his idea on strategy and intellect.
Michelle, what are your future plans?
Well, finishing school in May, mm-hmm. and at this point, that's all that I have in my sights. But I would love to grow here at MPC and help MPC grow into the potential that I know that it has.
Mm-hmm. Any advice, quotes, or mottos you live by that you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Well, I guess I'd have to go back to that favorite memory.
Yeah.
Your day is what you make it.
Michelle Godwin, thank you so much for joining me today on Elevate. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Tim. This has been fun.
And thanks to all of you for listening to Elevate today from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. New episodes are released each Thursday. Special thanks to National Park College and the Sentinel Record for making this podcast possible. Until next time, this is Timothy Webb reminding you that every day is a chance to elevate.
Hey, podcast listeners, we've got a special deal just for you, $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only, so if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link, hotsr.com/podcast23, to get this great deal.